UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Eric Crawford sandwiched between two IG models on a Wednesday.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You can hop up on a pole and grind on a pole.
Oh. And James Strebel on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
This is how little I knew about it. My number in Lexington when I was T-Mobile, one of my first cell phone numbers was 420 Drew. That was my phone number.
Are you
serious? Yeah, 420 Drew. That was my phone number. Because you could choose your last four digits.
Were you a dealer? That's a dealer number.
Look,
420 Drew is a dealer number.
I didn't know anything. People would laugh, and for months, like, oh, that's funny. And I'm like, why is that funny?
Like,
I didn't know the 420 thing. Like, I had no idea.
Come on, Diener. What are we doing here? I don't know what's happening with Diener.
Oh, shocked at that, Sam.
Privileged? What are you, a sheltered guy? What's going on, Diener?
Very sheltered.
I have Strebel right now who's hanging out. He's in khakis. I don't know what you're doing. We'll get to you here in a second.
Yeah,
welcome in. Okay, well, I figured there was. It's a Thursday edition of The Take. It's ESPN 680 105.7. We got you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 680 105.7, the ESPN Louisville app. ESPNLouisville.com, the UPS Jobs text line, as always, the best way to be a part of the show, 437-9680. Yesterday, we had Kentucky fans backpedaling like Deion Sanders guarding Andre Bad Moon Rising.
Oh.
And today, you know, 24 hours later, it's Louisville fans' turn to do a similar thing. I will wage war. Strebel will wage war. Yesterday, we crushed Kentucky fans that dared say 5-5's okay. I think a lot of Kentucky fans did not agree with Justin Rowland. And then Louisville fans today, beginning with Mark Blankenbaker, Narc Blankenbaker, whatever you want to call him, okay? Our guy Blankenbaker, already nervous, pivoting, excuses. We will play that sound. We'll have a lot of fun today. The schedule is out. I have several takeaways from the Louisville schedule. Obviously, we knew the schedule, but the order of the schedule, obviously, is one thing to care about. Jason Entz gave me a winner already in soccer.
Oh, boom.
And then we had a second bet, and the bet's looking good. A team scored 40 seconds in, which is essentially, you know, like seeing a T-Rex in your front yard.
Right.
It's something that does not happen.
Or like a Hail Mary touchdown
exactly.
Pass the first play of the game.
We will take a shot at an Indiana writer today.
We will.
Oh, I am. Yeah, I want to call this clown on the air. That's how I'm going personal on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Dick Vitale calls out the NCAA and a bunch of other nonsense in between. Our sound sheet is loaded today. By the way, we never introduced Mitch. I apologize.
Mitchell Hannigan.
There we go.
There he is.
At the Papa John Studios. Strebel, why are you dressed up today?
I have an orientation after this
yeah,
evening.
Why are you dressed up today?
Because I got to go to the
So what? Why do you have to? What? Your school?
Yes.
Are parents there?
Just one parent per family. That is it.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Yes.
So why do you have to dress up?
Because I'm the teacher.
So what?
I'm like given the
teacher should have to dress up professional. You should be able to wear a Big Johnson shirt.
No, I'm not.
You understand what I'm saying?
I don't think that would go over well if I walked in with a
look like a Kohl's mannequin today.
I am a Kohl's mannequin
today.
That's
what you look like today.
Every thread that I'm wearing is from Kohl's.
Look at you.
So yeah.
You know why? You know the problem with your shirt, and I have had issues, and bigger dudes have an issue with the
shirt.
Yeah,
no.
No, it has nothing to do with the buttons in the middle, which protrude out and show the man boobs and all those other things. It has nothing to do with that, although that is one of them. Button-down shirts are hell on earth, in my opinion.
I like them.
See, I hate them.
I prefer these over polos.
Oh, see, I think you look worse. You look better in a polo.
Oh.
It's the arms.
Yeah, the arms are tough for sure.
I mean, like, you have big arms, of course, right? You have big arms.
You know, I've been pounding some weights here recently.
Absolutely.
You know,
fitness market.
Starting to get a little filled out there in the arm section.
That's how it always is
with
button downs, is that the arms are made for people that are very slender.
Yes.
Right? Very slender people, of which, like Lachlan McLean. I was just thinking, who's slender at the office? And really, it's Locke.
It's Locke, yeah. It's
probably
Locke.
About it. So, we got you for the next 3 hours here. 437-9680. It is the take on ESPN 680-1057. Mitch, before we dive into that, let's gauge Mitch's frustration, anger, depression today.
Yeah.
Where are we at on a scale of 1 to 10?
What do you mean?
Well, you're still going after John Heyman on
it's
Twitter
over.
Last night.
It's over.
Oh, it's
I
over.
Won.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's over.
Yeah, I won.
What do you mean you won?
I won.
What does that mean, you won? How did you win?
The St. Louis Post-Dispatch put a great article out debunking the casino theory and went at John Heyman and Jerry Harrison Jr.
Really?
And they had nothing. They had nothing.
They didn't bend the knee or anything? They just ignored you?
They didn't respond to me per se, but to this article, they had no response.
They tried.
They didn't say sorry. They didn't say, you know, if they're right or wrong. They just said,
retract my statement.
Yeah.
It's, something.
By the way, Greg Rousseau, how do you say his name? Big player for Miami has told Manny Diaz he's not going to play this season, to which I would say, don't tell Louisville fans. Don't dare say that, the schedule gets easier.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the schedule's not difficult. You face Virginia Tech. Not Virginia Tech. So that has been the fun that we will have today and the fun that we have had today. We will get some PGA updates as we go from me and also via Westwood One coming up here in about 10 minutes on the show. I have it up on my iPad. I'm hoping Amazon's supposed to bring me a Wi-Fi adapter for this, so I'm kind of hoping that happens during the show. Would be fantastic.
Nice.
And yes, you're damn right I pay for ESPN Plus. It's totally worth it at this point.
I've got it, too. I've got the Disney Plus
bundle. Well, there you
go.
I'm never going to have that. I don't need to see Mulan.
I
know you have kids. I don't need
children,
to see Mulan.
Exactly. If I didn't have kids, I wouldn't have it either.
It's packaged with Hulu, though, right?
Yes, it comes with Hulu.
Yeah,
ESPN
Hulu's
Plus.
Overrated, too.
What?
All
Hulu.
The Office is on. Yeah, great. I can watch The Office on 19 different formats.
I think Hulu's better than Netflix. I've been on the Hulu kick recently.
Hulu's trash. I'm kidding. I have not had – I tried Hulu out a little bit, but I don't know. It wasn't buffery. It wasn't fast enough for me. How does that sound?
It wasn't
fast enough for me. It's an odd thing to say.
Sounds like
anyway, all right, so you guys tell me how we start today's show.
Ooh, man.
Because I have a sound sheet in front of me that at 9 o'clock when the schedule came out, I just – Mark Blankenbaker went into excuse mode. And by the way, I thought about leading the show today, just Mitch, just for you to know – I was going to play a joke on both of you, and we were just going to go game by game. Game by game.
Analysis.
1-0, 2-0,
yes.
3-0. I was going to go game by game.
There's another station you can listen to if you want to hear that,
by the way. Well, that's what Blankenbaker's filling in for Ennis. That's what I believe Patty Ice was pissed off, right? Right? That's the word, Mitch.
Oh, was he?
Patty Ice was like, I don't want to go game by game. I wanted to book a guest, and Mark Blankenbaker wants to go game by game. That's a schism.
There's a lot of meat on the bone is the phrase I heard when it comes to the schedule.
There's not.
There's
no meat on the bone.
It got worse.
There's little meat. You can save that for the meat. Little tiny meat is what there is on a little tiny bone. With the Louisville schedule. So we have Blankenbaker, who is worried about WKU.
Oh, my.
And I thought yesterday, and I guess I'm wrong here, but maybe I'm not, because I know Maben and Rummage wrote in with, we're going to the ACC championship.
Which, true, yeah.
I'll give them an,
round of
a,
applause.
A mini applause, because right. yesterday, as Kentucky fans were, as a part of them were embarrassing themselves with, oh, 5-5, you go 5-5, we've been through the ringer, I've been through the ringer, I'm 45, and I've been through the ringer, I've just been through the ringer, I just don't know if I could ever trust ever again when it comes to Kentucky football. And so that was yesterday,
yeah.
And then I said yesterday on the show, I go, well, at least Louisville fans know
mm-hmm.
where they stand. They know that their schedule's easy. They can argue that it's not, but everybody knows that it is.
Yeah.
And they can accept that within their heart, and we can have the conversation, because the majority of the Louisville fan base is settled in. And then today, and this is why I'm trying to get a gauge, and I'll open up the text line here, 437-9680, is just because you have an easy schedule, which you do, it, as it pertains to a Power 5 team, it's okay to say you have a cupcake schedule. We knew that. When did the schedule come out? 2 weeks ago?
Two weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. We knew the opponents, and there was a high probability that it was going to be Western Kentucky. And I said it earlier this week that if I'm Vince Tyree, I have no interest in playing Murray State. None. Murray State was a game that should not have been played, and thank God it wasn't, and I know that's bad for Murray, but I don't care about FCS schools, and,
sure.
and they should never, FBS should never play FCS. I know Nick Saban has said that, and I agree with Lou Saban, as Donald Trump would call him.
Lou Saban.
Strieble's president, okay? You understand? and so I start today with schedule mania, that it sets up for U of L, like, you guys tell me, is there one negative about U of L schedule?
No, there's nothing.
Like if you could come up with one, if you were having to just come up with something to create content for the day.
Yeah,
I've sat back and I said, I don't even know what it would be. You're going to beat Western Kentucky, and that's a valid win. It's a nice win. Mm. It doesn't mean that the game should be close into the fourth quarter. Blank and Baker. It doesn't mean that, but it might be a team that sure is a 7-3 type team, right?
Yeah,
something like that. And then the ACC schedule lines up. You have the buys, right?
Are
the different
perfect.
Buys, if everything plays out with the virus and everything else, you have the buys in the right spot.
Yep.
And so we can dive into that. If I ask you guys to nitpick and come up with one thing that would be a worry for the Louisville fan, I don't even know what it would be at this point.
The only thing I can see, Andy, is that three-game stretch where you have Notre Dame, Florida State, and Virginia Tech all in a row. If you lose all three of those games or go 1-2 in those games, that does leave open a possibility of, you know, maybe losing to Virginia or ending the season on
sure.
a sour note.
Here's what
That's
I would say.
That's the only thing I see.
Agreed, and here's what I would say, because I knew that would be the natural place to go. Okay?
Yeah, that's the only thing I see so far.
Here's what I would say to that. And again, in the middle of the season, Notre Dame, Florida State, Virginia Tech, no bye between them. Here's what I would say. Number one, this thought process that Virginia Tech is worth a damn, stop it. It was stupid last year when Kentucky faced them in the bowl game. Mm. They are a generic team.
Yeah.
We don't know any like, – there's no – didn't their best defensive player, that corner, didn't the corner like sit out? Like, their best player's not playing. Along
yes,
with
he,
Miami,
yeah.
who you have on the schedule. I mean, it is – here's what I would say for that three-game stretch. It's simple. By the way, I'm not reading the schedule off.
No.
The schedule came out at 9 o'clock. It's 3:15.
You can go find it.
Okay, yes. Go find it at this point.
Yeah.
But the Notre Dame, Florida State, and Virginia Tech all in October. What I would say is, number one, at some point, you got to play somebody. Like, at some point, not every game's crap bum you. Not every game's Murray State. Like, at some point, you got to play somebody.
Right.
That's number one. And number two, if you believe that Notre Dame is a loss, I like the fact that you get Florida State to rebound against at home.
That's a good point.
I think it's a good thing. If you lose that game, I expect if Louisville does lose that game, that they're not going to go up there and lose 45-17.
Right.
And you have a bad taste in your mouth. You turn around a team that's beat you, embarrassed you, the Bobby Petrino stuff with throwing the football and everything else. Florida State, I like that. So there is just. And again, eventually you got to play somebody.
Yes.
I mean, if it's a couple weeks in a row, whatever it may be. And so that was my overall thought is there's nothing to say, oh, wow, you got to watch out. Or, I mean, I'll give you an example. Let me give you guys an example. You ready for this?
Yes.
Florida State, at one point in the middle of their season, goes at Notre Dame, North Carolina at home, at U of L. U of L doesn't have anything like that.
Nothing close.
Okay. UNC goes, if the virus, if everything holds, and obviously they play these games and they're not canceled and yada, I don't need to tell you that. Everyone knows the situation that we're under.
Right.
UNC goes 7 weeks in a row without a bye. And then has 3 byes in the first 4 weeks.
Golly.
You could have their season.
You could have that
You could have that crap schedule.
Right.
Right? And I just... Virginia's got a more difficult schedule and everything else. So those are the initial thoughts that I had when I saw the schedule, and we'll get into more of them. The PGA Championship is underway. We have about 30 seconds until we get to Westwood One. Just a quick update. I think it's like a minute commercial, a minute update. I know Tiger just went one under, so he's one under. I think the leaders are about 5 under
as they
play. Again, we will have coverage of that coming up at 6 o'clock over on 93.9 The Ville, the long-form stroke-by-stroke coverage, if you will. So we'll go out to San Francisco. On the other end, we take a run at Blankenbaker. All right, so there is our first update of the afternoon via our good friends at Westwood One. And again, 6 o'clock over on 93.9 The Ville. We will have all of that coverage. It is presented by Wooded View Golf Course and Driving Range, Caesars Southern Indiana, Class Act Credit Union, and Kroger. Fresh for everybody. Listen, I like Tiger, but the blue sweater, please. The blue sweater makes me think of Locke.
I know.
It just makes me think of taking a run at someone because of Lachlan McClain.
He's got the blue sweater on.
That's all that it is.
Keep his back warm, you know. It's like, yeah. But Locke already obviously bet Tiger to not make the cut, so
right.
We all are rooting for Tiger to make
the
cut.
Well, yes,
here.
I want him to do as good as he can. So,
absolutely.
That is where we are with the schedule. I don't know how much there is to actually break down. The average Sagarin number for U of L schedule is 60. It would be a much better schedule, obviously, if Clemson or North Carolina were on it.
North Carolina State.
And I don't know. So there's a number of things here. I mean, do we want to just make fun of the notion of Western Kentucky, because I've heard a lot of Western Kentucky won 9 games. Western Kentucky, what was it? What did your boy Blank say? Western Kentucky, beat Arkansas.
They blew them out.
Yeah, beat Arkansas and everything else. And I guess I'm just really confused because I thought the Louisville fan base was over the moon when it came to this schedule and when it came to this team. And I just felt a little bit of, I don't want to say apprehension from some people. Maybe I'm looking too much at Blankenbaker or
sure.
A couple of people on Twitter or
right.
The text line, which we'll read here in a second, or anything else. Mitch, what were your initial thoughts? And don't bring up Murray State because no one gives a damn.
Well, yeah, they're scared of Dean Hood. What are you talking about? But I tend to fall on the more realistic standpoints of Louisville. I mean, there should be no more I see no more than 4 losses on that schedule.
And four?
Yeah, if you're 4, I'd be pissed if Louisville loses 4 games.
Well, you know, according to some Louisville fans, I mean, you lose 4 games, that's a pretty good season with that schedule.
I thought we had a consensus that the expectation for U of L was to be really good, and part of the reason was Satterfield and all the football things, but the other part of the reason is the schedule. And there's, I mean, the NFL does this where you have a better chance to make the playoffs if your schedule is weaker.
Yeah.
That's how they set up their schedule in the NFL. And Louisville got the kiss of all kisses and I don't understand the pivoting today. I really don't.
I guess
it's, this schedule's set up for Louisville. It really is.
I guess
there's no listen. There's nothing to complain about.
Nothing at all.
There's
not
nothing,
a damn thing.
You could even say, well, you know, other years you've been able to say. Actually, put that up at ESPN 680. Does the Louisville fan have anything to complain about with their schedule? Yes or no? Because the answer should be 100%. You used to be able to say, well, you get, you get. It's good to have George a week off before Georgia Tech. Well, Paul Johnson's not there.
No,
they're not running some bullcrap system. You know, some Amish offense right from 1955.
That's almost
impossible.
Frank
Gifford.
To prepare for.
Frank Gifford's not running the damn option.
The GIF,
right?
Yeah.
The GIF. I just that's a musty reference. Mitch, who's Frank Gifford?
Was he a running back for Georgia Tech?
Man, and you're a Giants fan. You're a Giants fan. You don't know who Frank Gifford is?
I'm a Giants fan circa like 2006 or 7.
So that means you don't know who Michael Strahan is?
When they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No, that's when they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Mitch.
And the Rams left for Los Angeles.
Boy, Mitch.
Mitch.
Here's what
Frank
I want to say to you, Mitch. Bleep off. How about that?
Don't
How does
know
that sound?
Frank Gifford's a
yeah, you
he's
know
a legend.
Frank Gifford is. He's a legend.
The legend of football.
You have a sign in your room that says this is Giants country.
Because it is.
Well, apparently not.
You know who? You know who the who? President of Giants country is? Frank Gifford.
Frank Gifford was married to who?
If I don't know who Frank Gifford is, I don't know who he's married to.
Kathy Lee. Do you know who Kathy Lee is?
No.
Do you know who Regis is?
Regis Philbin?
Yes.
Yes. They recently passed away, didn't
they? Yes. Regis and Kathy Lee. You don't know that show?
No. I thought I knew it as Regis and Kelly. Kelly Ripa.
I don't know if we're being mean to Mitch right now. I can't get a good sense of what we're doing.
I think I would give him a pass on Regis and Kathy Lee because that was like mid-90s, early 90s. But to claim that you're a Giants fan
and not know him,
who Frank
right.
Gifford is, to me, is foul ball.
It's like a Browns fan
ball.
Who doesn't know who Jim Brown is.
Or Bernie Kosar.
Or Bernie Kosar.
Yeah. That's a foul ball, Mitch. I'll give you a pass on Kathy Lee Gifford. But I will – no, Frank Gifford, you need to know who that is. If you call yourself a self-respecting Giants fan, you need to know who Regis – or not Regis, who Frank Gifford is.
All right, Streeble, can you name notable UK players from the 60s and 70s besides Mike Pratt?
Yeah, Mike Pratt.
Mike Pratt.
Besides
yeah.
Mike Pratt.
Dan Issel.
Dan Issel.
Yeah. There you go. Everybody knows who Dan Issel is.
He doesn't know that many, though. Look at him.
Yeah, that's the only one.
But if
around.
I know the greatest, he's the greatest. I'm not saying you should know every Giants player from the 50s and the 60s, but when your greatest player ever is, like, on the pantheon of NFL Hall of Famers, you should probably know who he is.
Texas says, now that the PGA update told me Tiger's wearing a blue sweater, I can finally go on with my day.
Good.
Texas says, schedule is really favorable, but the defense was crap last year. Unless they get way better, they will cost them at least a couple games wake, and Miami were brutal losses last year.
But that's not what I'm hearing.
Understandable. We are starting to hear more of that, to which I would say, yes, you're right. Logic tells you to be worried about the defense. That's not a hot take,
no.
Okay? What I would say is that's not what I'm talking about with the schedule.
Right.
That's not a schedule thing. That's a team thing. Of course, I said this last week. If U of L, part of it could be, if we look back at this season, mm-hmm. bad luck. Because timing means a hell of a lot, okay?
Absolutely, yeah.
Here's what I mean. If all of this happened next year, I think the talk around here, year three of that defense, year three of Satterfield, you would still have the main play. Like, I'm not a huge Dez Fitzpatrick fan. He's fine. Like, you lose him next year.
Right.
But you would bring, like, I think the conversation around here would be full steam ahead. Hey, ACC championship, if I gave you, hey, we're going to play a 10-plus-1, mm-hmm. you're going to get a winnable game that's still very respectable with Western Kentucky,
sure.
and you get the kiss of all kisses from the ACC, because it's not like anyone's thinking, damn, Pat Narduzzi, you got him on a down year at Pitt. Whatever. Right. He's a generic 7-8 win coach.
Right.
You can get a 7-8 win coach when you schedule 3 patsies, 4 patsies, and a couple bottom feeders you get in your conference, okay? Winning 7 or 8 games, to me, is not an accomplishment. It's one thing that Locke and I battled with Bobby V, among other things, was that. They might be a year off, if you will. And next year, the schedule could obviously get a lot more difficult. Add Kentucky. You add Clemson. Do they have Ole Miss on that?
I think Ole Miss is in the near future. I'm not sure.
And Ole Miss is whatever. And I can look that up. But I think that's – yes, I agree. No, the logic says the defense. But I believe now that Louisville fans are more split on this than I thought.
I feel the same way.
Question for Kentucky and Louisville fans. We'll do that here in a second. 437-9680. Mitch, let's take our first break. On the other end, I have a question. This is more for Louisville fans because the last couple days we've been talking about Kentucky and this nonsense. I see Diener and Biscuit have been texting me, so I got to get to that. We'll get a PGA update. We'll get to that. College basketball being in a bubble, we definitely can get to that as well. Doug Gottlieb, just so douchey yesterday. I got to get to that. Diener might be backing out on his weekend with Jared Stillman.
Yes!
And it's, Diener, it sounds like a good idea.
Do it. Diener.
Diener.
Back out, Diener. I'm telling you right now, you're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
Back out.
That's how I feel as well. So, we'll have a lot of fun. We still got this IU guy that we got to talk about. It's not good, man. I'm going to read you this.
I'm going to stay away from it.
Yeah, you're going to faint when I read this. So, all right, 437-9680. It is The Take. We're hanging out on a Thursday until 6 o'clock here on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I don't know if this guy means it. I'm going to assume not, but it's a good text if it's a joke, and it's an even better text if it's true. This would not have happened at U of L if Jurich was still there. The student athletes don't respect Vince Tyree like they did Tom.
And James Strebel.
What a great place to start.
Oh, man. Oh, a haymaker. Wow. No respect for Tyree.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It's a Tuesday. It's not a Tuesday. Oh. Let's not go backwards. Let's stay appropriately where we are. It's a Thursday. It's ESPN 680, 105.7. Hanging out in the Papa John studios up until 6 o'clock. Little Reds baseball coming your way here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Speaking of Papa John's, do need to mention the picks for $6. A variety of items available right now. Available for $6. You got to purchase 2. Go to PapaJohns.com or the Papa John's app to see the full listing there. A bunch of great things. Pizzas and papadillas and garlic knots, breadsticks, and so much more. Things that Strebel now cannot eat or doesn't eat very much of at all. So there we are. So there you go. You got your mask ready for tonight?
Absolutely, in my pocket.
You got a little, what else you got in that pocket? Just your mask?
Mask. I've got my...
You got a little chapstick? What else you got there?
I got my school ID. That's in the other pocket.
Oh, you
got
to have that. Nobody will know who you are.
Well, to get in the building.
Oh,
like, I need just got a key and all that good stuff on it. So, I'm ready to roll, man.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
We'll read a bunch of texts. Some have come in. We've had a bunch come in here, and I got to get to them. I got to do a better job. Mitch, quickly, can I get your thoughts on something here? Diener has chimed in. Shadow producing from the east end of Louisville about you. So here we go.
And
I didn't even catch this one. It's Kelly Ripa. You said Ripa.
Yeah. So a texter point out that out too.
I did not catch that. I don't know what's wrong with me. I haven't been catching mistakes the way that I like to say that I do.
Bitches fumbles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you also said, what was your sports center about the poll?
Poll. Listen. There's just some words that's just, I mean, that's how I pronounce it, pole.
No, it has nothing to do with you saying pole. What's the sentence that you use? Read the story if you can. And Strebel, you're a teacher, so I want you to listen. Okay.
Okay.
Because we listened to your Sports Center, but we're passively. Right.
Yeah.
I just got a big box from Amazon with a bunch of stuff.
Ruby's
hooking stuff up.
Here,
the dogs
around.
Are running around. Yeah. There's stuff going on during the break. I'm watching the PGA.
Tiger's gonna make that cut.
Yes, he is. Well,
yes.
Settle down. I would agree, but settle down.
I'm ready for it.
My sense was the Amway coaches poll was released today, and both the Cars and Cats did not crack the top 25, but both teams did receive votes, with the Cats tallying 73 and the Cars with 62.
Okay, Diener said that you said both the Cards and the Cats didn't make the poll. And grammatically, he's saying it should be neither the Cards or Cats,
made the poll. Yes.
Gotcha. I'll make a note.
Yeah, but I can't tell if Diener heard wrong or you read that wrong, because what you read us is not what Diener is saying that you said.
Yeah, sometimes I black out during sports centers. I have no idea what I'm saying, so that could be the case. I can pull the tape if we really, really want to.
No, not really.
Yeah,
not on this one. Do we want to get into just a little bit of Blankenbaker sound here?
I've been waiting for this.
Have you all day? Because we got a bunch of sound today.
All day, because I've been listening to the station on and off until you guys told me to turn off 93.9 to save it for content later.
Right.
So I did.
Well, you
I turned it
to
off.
Maven and Rummage almost every day now.
I do.
You're dialed into those guys.
I flip between them and the lock every day.
I don't
almost
know.
Almost every day.
Yeah, I was about to say. That's
3 out of the 5 days of the week.
That might be a little bit of a
fib. Yeah, there we go.
Blankenbaker on the schedule not being a cakewalk. I think this is the place we need to start. Mitch, go ahead.
This schedule is not a cakewalk at all. I mean,
Blankenbaker, it's one of the easiest schedules
Stop
in the
it.
ACC.
Stop it. Stop
but
it.
But it's not a cakewalk.
I don't
Miami
see Clemson
and
on
Pittsburgh,
there.
I don't see Clemson on there. That's true. But Miami and Pittsburgh are not easy opponents.
I feel like you're trying to pull the lock here and move the goalpost. I think you're trying to lower the bar of expectations when they're supposed to be raised last
doing
week.
Doing that. No, I'm not. Like, I don't even know what Pittsburgh was last year, but they're always good.
Oh, Mark. You know what? This is what I think. I think.
Is he nervous about something?
I think he got the message from
Pittsburgh
the Louisville.
Beat Delaware by like 3 points last year. They're not
good. I think
good.
He got the message from the Louisville brass to, hey, everybody,
slow it down.
Don't play up this too much, because we could.
The players are going to hear it.
Yeah, we could. No,
the players will hear it.
We could have some bumps in the road, and then we don't want fans being too disappointed if we lose 3 or 4 games. So if, you know, Mark Blankenbaker, Blankenbaker can go ahead and start spreading the news and spreading the propaganda. Well, you know what? Ever since they added Western Kentucky, this schedule got more difficult. I mean, they added Western Andy, they added Western Kentucky to the schedule. Oh, my word. Oh, my stars. I mean, I can't believe what they just did to Louisville. They just made a hard road even more difficult, adding Western Kentucky. And Mark, God bless you. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to play both sides of the fence and say you had the greatest team in the whole world. And then, well, actually, maybe this is more difficult than we first thought. No. No one's scared of Pittsburgh and Pat Narduzzi. No. Miami, are you kidding me? Their quarterback left. Their best player just left. They don't have anybody on the damn team, dude. Manny Diaz stinks. I know y'all got boat race bomb because your defense stinks, but if you're saying you're afraid of Miami, fraud. You're a fraud, Mark. You're a fraud Louisville fan. Fraud.
But I don't know if it's just him. Maybe this is how he feels. Maybe it's a bunch of these other Louisville fans that feel differently.
I can't tell.
That's my point. There's a bigger split here, and I thought we had just settled on everyone thinks Louisville's going to be damn good. We need to say this as well. Your boy Travis Graff, who is Mr. Kentucky. Ruby, get out of there. Who is Mr. Kentucky.
Yeah.
Sorry, the dog was trying to do it again. He was Mr. Kentucky. He picked Louisville to be 9-1 today.
Of course he did, because he covers Louisville now.
Okay, was that legit? Because right. I thought that was a troll job.
No, he covers Louisville for Rivals. So
he covers them for CardinalSports.com.
Yeah, so now he actually has to like pump up Louisville just as much as he pumps up Kentucky. Like, he can't speak bad about Louisville anymore. So sorry for him. But look, I'm with you, Andy. I can't tell what this darn fan base really believes. Because I'm hearing multiple things. I'm hearing people calling into radio stations saying, well, this team is going to be great and it's championship or bust. Now I'm hearing people today saying, well, let's take a step back from championship or bust.
Yeah.
I mean, we could lose.
Why is everyone being nervous? Not many people are sticking to their guns.
Well, then
Taylor Lynch is.
Yes.
Maybe a Rummage are.
Good for them.
Yeah.
But then you have Louisville fans on Twitter saying, I'm not hearing anything at all. I'm not hearing or seeing any of these things you all are talking about. Then you're not paying attention. You're being willfully ignorant. ignorant of everything that's going on. That you're not reading, you're not listening, you're not watching, you're not doing anything. Get your head in the sand, and you're saying, tell me what to believe, Scott Satterfield. Tell me what to believe. I believe anything you say, Scott, and ignoring everything, all your other crazy fan bases.
Scott.
And then Biscuit's like, well, it's only 5%, Biscuit. I love you, buddy. It's not just 5%,
yeah, Biscuit's
man.
Wrong
it's
on this
not
one.
Just 5%.
Take that L. Take that L like your Jets and Mets take those L's.
They're all
the
over
time.
The damn map. I mean,
they are. I'm
everywhere.
Disappointed in them.
I'm disappointed.
I thought we were going ACC championship or bust. Me and you were going to have to hang out with Maben and Rummage.
We were.
It's us four. We're the only ones.
Yes.
It's so simple. Pittsburgh
and Miami.
Yeah, Pittsburgh lost a boat race by Virginia. Barely beat Ohio. Lost to Penn State. Beat UCF by one. Beat Delaware by three. Beat Duke by three. Scored 12 points and lost to Miami. Scored zero against Virginia Tech. Lost to Boston College. Barely beat Eastern Michigan. Sounds like I'm talking about Kentucky. Barely beat Eastern Michigan. Go ahead.
I was going to say, a texter says, too, is like, do some research. Pitt's defense is going to be top 10 next year. Okay. Well, you're saying Louisville's offense is going to be right up there with Clemson's.
Yeah, I thought they had a high
Pittsburgh can't score more than 20 damn points.
Pittsburgh, really, you guys?
I thought there was Heisman talent all over the field.
I'm disappointed.
For Louisville.
I am disappointed in both Kentucky and Louisville fans.
Both
of you.
Yeah.
Everybody. I'm disappointed in everybody. Kentucky fans are terrified. They're pivoting to 5-5, and now Louisville fans are nervous about Pat Narduzzi.
In Pittsburgh.
Pat Narduzzi, and what do you call the glasses that he wears, the tinted ones that when you're inside, they're normal. When they're outside.
Oh, yeah, the color tint change or whatever. Yeah,
Magic Mike used to have them.
Oh, did he?
I told him I thought they were ugly. Right to his face. Change yourself.
You walk indoors and they go boop, and they're all clear, and you walk outside and boop, they're shaded. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I think those are kind of neat, but that's just me. I don't wear glasses. I don't worry about
it. Texas says Strebel students' moms will swoon tonight when they see Strebel in his Sonoma or Izod.
No one's swooning over my Sonoma or Izod.
Texas said, did Blankenbaker get a call from Moscow?
Yeah, exactly. Here's the proper Comrade Mark, here's the propaganda. Push this out. Actually, it's more difficult. Yes, sir. Bye.
Texas says, this is literally the exact same argument whether Kentucky's 5-5 is a good season. You've got some saying it's good, others saying it's not. It's the same thing. Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
But that's what we are. Yesterday, the conversation was different because we had an overwhelming amount of Louisville fans saying, this is our year, ACC championship or bust. Then one day later, not even 24 hours later.
When the dates came out.
The only thing that changed were their dates in Western Kentucky. Is that what made you all afraid? The dates of the game in Western Kentucky? Because I'm at a loss. I thought you'd see Western Kentucky as your extra game. You're like, oh, yeah, well, that's great. That's one more win. But they were 9-4. They beat Arkansas. Come on, guys. It's Western Kentucky, man. If you are in a game with them in the fourth quarter, Mark, y'all suck. And you better be prepared to be mad at Scott.
And you know as a Kentucky fan.
I know
a
Kentucky fan.
And you know better than anybody. You've lost to them.
I've watched them lose twice in both times in the game. You know what I thought?
That game was never in doubt last year.
Damn, we suck.
Louisville was supposed to be remarkably better this year, and that game was never in doubt last year.
It wasn't. They creamed them last year.
And remember, it was on, was it the Watch Stadium app? It was on that app.
You had to, like, do.
That's the worst. Boy, I tell you what. Old-timers going back on U of L history will be the only ones that they're like, yeah, I've seen that before. I mean, that app was bootleg as all bootleg.
Had to search for it with a magnifying glass.
Holy cow.
Try to find that game. But, yeah, no, I don't see where all of a sudden the nervousness is coming from. Literally the only thing, two things that changed, Western Kentucky, now you have
and
dates.
And the dates are great.
They're great.
You get bye weeks lined up. Everything's fantastic.
After their quote, tough stretch, they get four bums to end the season. It's a kiss, like you said. Even and Biscuit's texting us. He's like, "Well, we tend to wear down."
It's even better. No,
exactly.
If that was one of my points. If Louisville wears down, and I don't think that's a bad take. Listen, Louisville last year did wear down.
They did.
They needed the time to gather themselves for the bowl game, and they did, by the way, and they bounced back.
Absolutely.
But I mean, at the end of the year, I mean, Virginia, Syracuse, BC. I mean, Wake, these are whatever teams.
Yeah, if you're afraid of wearing out, this is the perfect remedy for wearing out. You have Virginia, who's not going to be very good, we don't think, because their schedule's a beast. Then you have a bye week to get healthy, and then you end the season with, you know, three win teams. I mean, are we right? Three, four win teams here. So you should all be over the moon happy.
Mitch, if you can, A, look at your phone, and B, Can you read? Don't look. Don't look. Okay. Don't look, Strebel.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is going to set you off or not. I'm just wondering. 93.9 has posed a poll question.
Yes.
Patty Ice, the Sheriff, and Tom Farmer have posed a poll question about Louisville, Western Kentucky.
Well, first off, it says Tritter poll, so I have to get with Pat on that. He crushes right. Nick all the time for misspelling words. Tritter poll.
Tritter poll.
But, yeah, the poll
well,
is...
He's loading barter spots. Listen, he's very busy during the show,
man.
Loading Westwood One barter spots. But continue.
Yeah, the poll is, should the matchup between WKU football and U of L football be this year's Governor's Cup? Yes or no?
No, you know why? Because the actual trophy's in Lexington. That's why. You don't have a damn trophy. You're gonna cobble something together. You're gonna get the U of L engineering department to build a little fake ass trophy so y'all can. That's the most asinine question. Should the Governor's Cup be? No, you don't have a trophy. The trophy's in Lexington, where it's been out of the last three out of 4 years. That's where the trophy is. Y'all can play that game and pat WKU on the head and send them on their way. Or if y'all get beat, then you need to. Then y'all just need to go ahead and forfeit the rest of the season because you're all sorry. But should this be this year's
that
Governor's
did
Cup?
Set you off for no? It did. I didn't think that would set
it
you off.
It's not, no, you can't play the Governor's Cup. The Governor's Cup's Kentucky versus Louisville.
Oh, stop!
And you don't have a
you
damn
don't
trophy.
Care about the trophy of the Governor's Cup. No one cares about the trophy.
I care where it's located, and it's located in Lexington right now, and they don't have a damn trophy for it. So get out of here.
Texas says Mitch blacks out on SportsCenter's. I black out when Strebel starts sputtering when he tries to make a point. Texas says, who's really concerned about WKU? Louisville should beat him by 5 touchdowns. Well, I agree with Drew. They'll be probably a 17-point favorite, I would imagine Louisville would be. Texas says most Louisville fans are predicting 9-2. How the bleep are they coming off as nervous? Well, that's what I thought until today.
Yes.
Texas says Louisville will roll through the ACC after defeating the vaunted SEC West team Mississippi State. Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't put anything into that bowl game. I don't, or not very much, I should say.
Other than the playoff bowl games and, like, the Rose Bowl,
no, I don't put very much into that game. No,
there's
I just
not.
Don't. Texas says just pencil in Notre Dame and Clemson for the ACC championship. Texas says, at 3:42, did Strebel say TIT change?
What?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Texter says transitions. Oh, okay, that's it. The transition lenses. We're getting a bunch of that.
Transition lenses.
Yeah,
okay,
that's it. I couldn't remember. Magic Mike used to wear them. I thought old people wore them.
They do seem like an old person's accessory, absolutely.
Texter says Strebel sounds like a camel.
A camel? I've not heard that before. I've heard cow, pig, multiple things. Ox, perhaps, maybe. I think I've heard that, but not camel.
Texas says, winner of Louisville, Western Kentucky gets a Class 1 violation taken off their notice of allegations of basketball. Texas says, Strebel in Kentucky, they know all about fake trophies.
Yeah.
Texas says, WKU was trolling Kentucky. No, that was like WKU Barstool or some crap.
Yeah, it wasn't actual. I saw the tweet earlier today, and again, it was not WKU affiliated.
No, it wasn't a Western Kentucky Barstool. It was just some. It was like the. You know why you saw it? And I'm gonna let's call him out. Keith Pointer liked it. That's why I saw it. You go to hell, Keith. I know you're in court right now, you know, getting a murder off or whatever the hell, you know, bank fraud, whatever you're doing right now.
Right.
But you're liking these crap tweets from these crap fan accounts with 200 followers tweeting Western Kentucky football.
Stop it,
Pointer. Stop it. Go read a legal brief or something. What are you doing? Go back on the boat.
I saw it
because
someone I follow like said something to the account, and I was like, well, what are they talking about? And I saw it, and I was like, why even respond to this? Like, this isn't even worth anyone's time. So, yeah, I did see the tweet, as lame as it was. Absolutely lame.
By the way, I'm watching all these federal agents who raided the house I need to figure out this Bardstown murder.
The
specifics of it,
yeah,
because
it's
I haven't
crazy.
Followed that nearly as much.
There's an entire podcast on it.
Oh, is there?
I listened. It was awesome. I think.
Did you really?
It's called Bardstown. Yeah, yeah. It's
how
crazy
old is
stuff.
That? The case.
Oh, it's years old.
That's what I thought. I knew it was years old.
It's years old.
Why has it resurfaced lately?
The FBI is looking into it. It's just because the publicity it's been getting, like the police in Bardstown have done absolutely nothing. They think they may be involved in it. This Crystal Rogers girl, lady, like they think her boyfriend was the one that killed her with the help of her brother, who's a police officer in Bardstown.
Oh, really?
You've got cartels involved. mafia.
Cartels.
There's like a drop-off bridge in Bardstown where they drop off like heroin and drugs and stuff. Bardstown. Wow. This podcast is fascinating. I highly recommend it. Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. I may have to have you. Because I haven't been in the know on things like this.
Right. And it's more than just Crystal Rogers. There's more dead people. There's a mother and a daughter.
Well,
I've heard
the Bardstown police. Yeah.
There's some crazy stuff in Bardstown.
Really?
Which was voted as America's most beautiful small town at one point. There's this crime underbelly.
So is Murray.
Oh. Well,
let me guess. It has a main street, and it has a square where the courthouse is, and a bunch of crappy stores around it, like every other southern town.
And a statue in
the 100% and a statue in the middle of someone who's fought for the Confederacy.
Yeah, Robert E. Lee.
Yeah, there you go, There it is.
That's perfect.
On the other end, so we have the PGA going on. I want to ask a question to Strebel, Mitch, and the text line. What if U of L and Kentucky fill in the blank? We'll do that next. More sound. We'll have fun. I don't know. We got a bunch of lock sound. So we'll get into that as well. 437-9680. Hanging out with you on a Thursday. It's ESPN 680 105.7.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.